smack in the middle of our parsha, the Torah tells us of the imminent transition that we know is coming. It's been coming since Parshat Chukat, but it begins to pick up some steam here in terms of Moshe having to pass the reins on. Vayomer Hashem Moshe alei el har avarim hazeh ure'eh et ha'aretz asher natati livnei Yisrael. Go up to the land. Go up to the mountain. Take a look. See the mountain. See the land that I'm going to give to Bnei Yisrael. Ra'ita ota v'nesafta alamecha gamata kasher nesaf Aaron achicha. And you will pass away the way that Aharon has passed away as well. And this has been coming for a while. We know this. And the next pasuk is somewhat curious. Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem lemor, yifkod Hashem elokei ruchot l'chol basar ish al ha'eda. Moshe at this point turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you who know yifkod Hashem elokei ruchot, you who know the spirit of every man, pick a person to lead the Eidah. Moshe hasn't been told yet who is going to be the leader. And in fact, this particular pasuk is ripe for the Parshanim to ask, what is Moshe trying to get at when he uses this very telling term, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchot L'chol Basar? Is he thinking hope against hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose one of Moshe's own children? Does he know that Yehoshua, who will be chosen in the next pasuk, is the person, and this is just the terminology that he's using? Is it that Moshe is totally unaware? He has no idea of who God will choose, and he's saying, I don't know who to choose. You know who to choose. Choose someone. This is the ambiguity here is quite telling, that Moshe doesn't know. And God's response, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kach lecha et Yehoshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach bo, v'samachta et yadecha alav. So God tells him to take Yehoshua. But he doesn't simply say, kach et Yehoshua, or I've chosen Yehoshua. And the next pasuk, asher ruach bo, touching back on what Moshe had said, Elokei haruchot, so now I have Isha sher ruach bo. That matches. But what's this kach lecha? And the Sifrei, the Midrash Halacha, actually it's not here, it's in Dvarim. The Midrash Halacha says the following. Kach lecha, eino ela bilakicha, lefi, and here's a very strange connection. She'ein chaver nikne ele b'koshei kashin. A person only acquires a friend through difficulty. Mikan amru yikne adam chaver la'atzmo. It is from here that the Mishnah says that a person should acquire for himself a friend. She'yeh kore imo. You should learn with him, read with him, shone imo, learn what you have read and understand it from Lashon Mishnah. Ochel imo, shote imo, eat with him, drink with him, golelo starav, reveal your secrets to him. V'chein hu omer tovim ashnayim min ha'echad. The pasuk that it is better, two people are better than one. Meshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, after that little tangent, the Sifrei gets back to the Kach Lecha that Moshe was being told. Meshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'omer lo l'Moshe, ten lo turgeman li'Yehoshua. Now, don't just simply choose Yehoshua. Ten lo turgeman, make him, basically empower him. Let him already be training while you're alive. כשתתפטר מן העולם לא ישראל אומרים לו בחיי רבך לא היית מדבר ועכשיו אתה מדבר. That people shouldn't say when your time comes, Moshe, that they'll turn to Yoshua and they say, well, you never spoke before. What kind of experience do you have? You might have been a great student of Moshe, but where do you have your training? Where do you have your ability to actually lead? Where are your credentials? And so bring Yehoshua in now. What's curious here, to my mind, is that the term here is Kenei Lecha Chaver. Chaver. How do you get a friend? And it takes work to acquire a friend. True friendship, true relationships require investment. But the Midrash is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, that Talmidim are Chaverim. If you want to have real impact on your Talmidim, so then treat them as Chaverim. Invest in them. Don't look at them. Don't look at your Yehoshua, Moshe, as being your servant boy or being your underling. Look at him as being your Chaver. If you're able to treat him as a Chaver, so then you are going to be able to empower him to lead. It's not only Yehoshua. The Parshiot that we're reading right now, we saw it already with Pinchas. Pinchas takes a lead when Moshe Rabbeinu himself is unsure of what to do. And the Midrash says that Pinchas, Mara'ah, so Pinchas told Moshe, this is what you taught us back in the day. I am only acting on what you've taught us. Benot Slovchad, the Midrash says, Chachmaniot, they were wise women based on what they said. And if you take a look at the Hamek Davar, if you take a look at the Nitziv on the Parsha, they were true Talmidot Chachamim. They got deep into the Lamdanut of the Sugyot of Yibum. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not even only his closest Talmid. Moshe Rabbeinu has the capability of treating those people who he comes in contact with as chaverim, investing in them, and then they shine in their moment. Now, today is a very special day for the yeshiva. We're not only welcoming a Talmid back, we're welcoming an Oleh, right? David West, Westy, as we love to call him, as everybody else loves to call him. So he's coming back. And I just want to let you in on a little secret. Okay? About 2 weeks ago, I received an email from David. The email was that he's going to be coming in, and that he is, the first few months of his aliyah, so he's going to be living not too far from here in Ulpan Etzion, and he has time to not only come and learn in the yeshiva, but he wants to come and give chaburot at night seder to, you know, as it were, to give back to the yeshiva. He gained so much from the yeshiva, and he has now through the MTA, now he has the MTA guys who are here, and he wants to be able to give back. And we're working out with him the details of when he's going to be here in Seder Erev and going to be giving chaburot. Basically, the investment, we invested in you, David. Yes, we invested. And the investment, though, is paying back big time. Because we feel that we don't only have Talmidim, but that really we have Chaverim. And we look at David as being one of those Chaverim who are coming back and actually becoming a Chaver here in the Beit Midrash, but also each and every one of you, and each of the talmidim of the yeshiva who be'ezrat Hashem will, all of you who one day come back and make aliyah and follow in Westy's footsteps, that the investment that you're receiving here in the yeshiva will allow you to be the ish asher ruach bo, the person who the Spirit of God truly walks within him. Mazel tov, David, and we're going to be going down to our festive breakfast, welcoming David back.